It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So Aerosmith has retired from touring because Steven Tyler won't fully recover from his vocal issues. Sad. The band says, quote, "Play our music loud, now and always. Dream on. You've made our dreams come true." Snoop Dogg and Cookie Monster surprise Martha Stewart with a cookie tower for her 83rd birthday.
Hi!
How are you?
Happy birthday!
Oh, you're so gorgeous. Oh,
thank you. You too.
Oh. Cookie Monster, what's happening, baby?
What's up?
You want a cookie?
Yeah, D, want a cookie? O, double G, me, C, double O, K, I, E.
Cookie.
I love that so much. Cookie has such a good sense of humor. Martha also mentioned that she wanted to learn how to rap.
I want to learn how to rap.
I feel like that could be arranged, Martha.
No, I don't think so, because I'm not good at that.
I think we just a couple lessons on camera.
Notice how Snoop just, I don't know who the other guy was, but he was not agreeing with him. Zac Efron is reportedly happy and healthy after being hospitalized in Spain for a minor swimming incident. It didn't sound minor to me. The report from TMZ said he was found distressed, and I say that with quotey fingers, in a swimming pool in Ibiza and had to be pulled out. And what does that mean? Anyway, Meghan Markle opens up about her own struggles with suicidal thoughts.
I would never want someone else to feel that way. And I would never want someone else to be making those sort of plans. And I would never want someone else to not be believed.
Yeah, she noted that she hasn't fully shared her experiences. And for his 61st birthday, Metallica's James Hetfield played with helium and sang Enter Sandman.
Into light, off to Neverland, yeah.
This is really funny. Wesley Snipes broke two Guinness World Records by returning as Blade in Deadpool and Wolverine. Spoiler alert. He now has the longest career as a live-action Marvel character and the longest gap between character appearances. That's because he was in jail. Fans are clamoring for an NSYNC reunion after their hit Bye 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 was featured in Deadpool and Wolverine. Chris Kirkpatrick says it's not going to happen unless Justin Timberlake's there.
It's the five of us. It'll always be the five of us. We talked about this years ago, about four of us possibly going out, but, you know, it didn't seem right.
Yeah. Speaking of Justin Timberlake not seeming right, he pleaded not guilty to driving drunk in the Hamptons, had his license suspended, but it's only in New York. All right. I got a dirt alert. Remember how I told you that Jonathan Cain and Neil Sean from Journey were fighting again? Well, it's because Jonathan is suing Neil for abusing the band's American Express card. Why does that not surprise me? And a Kardashian alert for you. Kendall Jenner was talking on a podcast about her childhood being under the spotlight, and she compared it to another famous show.
You think about, like, when our show started, there wasn't Instagram, there wasn't social media like it is today. So I think that it was just a little different. It almost felt like, I've thought about it before, where, like, it's a little Hannah Montana-y in the way of, like, I didn't have a disguise.
Wait, she didn't have a disguise? How does that make it like Hannah Montana then? Anyway, there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert and a Kardashian alert. You're on overload, aren't you? Maybe go meditate for a little bit. Oh, I'm so sorry.